Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I am your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. We've got some awesome things we're going to share with you today about a Stand Up for Israel rally that just took place. Joining me today is Pensacola
himself, you know. Yes, they are. Pensacola.
Yeah, Second Street.
Yes,
I'm here. Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Konnichiwa.
That's right.
And also joining us today is John Ramos.
Hello.
I am so excited about what we got to share, but I want to get right into it. There was a Stand Up for Israel rally just occurred just Sunday. We want to be able to bring it to you right straight. We were right there. John was faithful to be there and talking with all those faithful ones. It's amazing. It was like, I think they were outnumbered, the people standing for Israel compared to ones that really we're going to find out didn't even know what they're talking about.
Right.
You know, that weren't standing up, you know, for Israel is that it was like 1 million to 1 or something like that. I'm like, you don't feel lonely. I mean, it had to be feeling lonely, right? So we got some great interviews we're going to be playing for you. We're excited about Congressman Mike Hill that was there, and I thought he brought it home.
Yeah.
I mean, he brought it home. Is there not a cause? And Congressman Mike Hill, yes, there is a cause. And that was an amazing moment. It was a very amazing moment.
Yeah, it was powerful.
And then to hear, you know, Pastor Jimmy Rogers. I mean, think about the name. That's a tough name to live up to, right? Jimmy
Rogers.
You picked a fight. Anyway, so the, and then just the unashamed stance for Israel. And then to find out, you know, how many, you know, Jews and Christians were there, but how many Christians that were there standing up for Israel. Mm-hmm. And it was overwhelmingly, you know, the friend of Israel is the church, the friend of Israel. And it was just so, so beautiful. So we're going to be talking to you probably our entire program. So just sit back and relax. Remember, you know, VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, not only were we keeping the conversation light, and a big shout out to all of our listening audience was there and our viewing audience.
Yes.
Y'all really encouraged us coming up to us and telling us how you watch the program all the time. And we're here together. We're doing this thing together. But also, you know, to stand up for God and country. That's what we're doing, standing up for God and country in that order. And for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. You know, VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is a friend of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, tomorrow or this week, we're also going to be bringing you the most freshest information coming out of Israel with a BB bulletin, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu bulletin, thanks to the Kufi representative for the region, Dan Livingston. He's in the Pensacola area, and we'll be there at a meeting tonight, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited about that. So stay tuned this week. We're going to focus. Now, Israel's the time clock. It's the time clock. It's the apple of God's eye. It's surrounded. Not a lot of support outside the church. Some interesting things are happening. And we want to pay attention. And we do not want to be silent. We want to stand up for Israel. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right.
Genesis 12:3, right? Genesis chapter 12, verse 3 says, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse.
Mm.
And all the people of the earth will be blessed through you. You know, you've been seeing some segments about all the innovation and the things, how the world's being blessed by Israel. But you can rest assured that anybody standing against Israel over the long run, it's not going to be good.
No.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's just not going to be good. And you're just thinking, wow. Is that what a blind mind looks like?
<It's>
like you're coming against God. Like, you know, they said in Acts, when they're talking about praying for boldness, they say, why do kings, you know, conspire against you, God? Why do they plan and plot against you? And it's like, you think, that's not just back then, that's today.
Hello?
Because when you're planning and plotting against Israel, when you're working with, and, you know, hopefully this week we'll get a chance to talk about the president-elect of Egypt,
Sisi.
That's Egypt, right? Of Turkey.
Oh,
of
yes.
Turkey. And I could give me a second here because I have some hooked on phonics, how to pronounce it. Erdogan. But he actually got in by 52%. And this is all connected. Everybody, this is connected because if you were going to wear a hat, geographically speaking, Turkey would be your hat.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how, where, you know, Turkey, Lebanon, Syria. And, he got into office by his hatred towards Israel.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they voted him in. And he's basically, based on reports, is, and we'll have a segment from Jerusalem Post, saying, you know, I'm going to be a tyrant, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I know that's a lot. We're gonna get to that. But understand, when you put all these pieces together, and it looks like the prophecy 7 months and 7 years that we talked about, mm-hmm. that it says, you know, all these nations will come against Israel, and then God will defeat them and show himself mighty. And you can. This is what you're finding out on VFN TV. I mean, you're hearing us talk about these things. You're seeing us talk about them. And it's only because the Lord's revealing them to us, and we're just sharing what the Lord is doing. And there's so many paradigms. I mean, I just encourage everybody in Washington, D.C., I encourage you right now to don't think of God as religion. Think of it as a relationship. And don't think of God and church as a building. Think of it as a throne room of judgment. That you want to be on the right side of that.
Yeah, no
doubt. And right now, people are looking for political correctness, and you know they're pandering which side to be on. I'd say I'd be on God's side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea. And one way to do that, you know, is just stand up for Israel.
Yeah, no doubt.
And somebody says, well, we can't because, you know, the executive branch is not for it's equal powers, man. Judicial branch, the legislative branch,
right.
And the executive branch, and all you have to do is pull the money out of the purse strings and it stops. And every dime that's spent, John Paul, every dime that's spent, listen to this, this is very important. Congress has to approve it. So no matter what anybody says, their powers are so balanced that one can stop the other.
Right.
You know, one can stop the other. And there is no money, there will be no action despite anything that's going on. So there is a way to stand up for your values,
yeah.
Stand up for what's right. And let's, John, talk to us. You know, we were there on Sunday, had a wonderful chance to see such a great diversity of folks. And we got some interviews for us. Talk to us some of the counters that went down.
Well, so cool. We, you know, it was the Pensacola Jewish Federation who put this together. And which is really awesome. It was down in Seville Square. And Jerome Gordon was a co-sponsor, co-organizer of this event.
Right.
And it was very exciting. We had great interviews and great opportunities to speak with so many people. We're going to be showing you them, you know, talk firsthand, but we spoke with Jerome Gordon, State Representative Mike Hill, a rabbi that had some wonderful things to share. But we're going to try to give you a perspective of all the things that took place. And we're also going to share with you an interview that where we interviewed pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian supporters and kind of let you hear what they had to say. But I want you to hear first from Jerome Gordon. He is the co-organizer of this event, as he has some words to say about Israel.
Stand for Israel, right?
Stand for Israel rally.
I'm here because I want to show solidarity with my relatives and friends in Israel in the midst of Operation Protective Edge. Israel is America's special ally. It's the only democratic nation in the Middle East at this point. It has equal rights for women and minorities, and those minorities include people who are not Jewish, like Christians, Druze, and Muslims. They're treated equally under the law. In fact, some of those people have official positions in Israel, including the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that was Jerome Gordon, co-organizer of the event. And just kind of explain a little bit about his background. And
some of his relatives, you know.
Yeah.
I'm standing up for my relatives, and he's very precise. As a matter of fact, I think even has more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, these are folks just sharing their heart, and they want to do something positive in their community, and we encourage you to do the same. Watch this.
Christians and church should do this time are two things. One is engage in solidarity rallies like this one in Pensacola today, but also essentially recognize the horrible persecution of Christians and other religious minorities in the Middle East under a barbaric jihad. Hamas is seeking to destroy the Jewish state of Israel because that's in its charter. Not only does it wish to destroy the state of Israel, but it doesn't like Western organizations like the Lions Club or Kiwanis here in the United States, who they consider enemies, essentially, of Hamas. And let's realize what Hamas is. It is an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood. When I think about
refreshing to hear Jerome Gordon, because he's just saying, listen, this is the truth. There's a lot of things that are being said about Israel and about Hamas and this Gaza conflict.
Right.
But these folks are saying, hey, let me give you a little bit of insight. I want you to hear.
And Jerome's just standing up.
That's it.
He's standing up as we were all standing up together.
Yeah, and it was very encouraging. I want you to listen to Kenneth Lamb as he speaks about three things.
Now, Kenneth now has a computer business. Didn't he have a computer business?
He had a computer business here in Pensacola, CyberSmart, a businessman who loves Israel, wants to stand for Israel. And he talks about three things that comes to mind when he thinks about Israel. Interesting what he has to say.
I think about Israel, there are three things that are very, very important to me that come to mind. First of all is the word democracy and the concept of freedom. It is the only democratic, truly democratic country in the entire Middle East. And therefore, it fulfills its goal and its obligation as a Jewish state to be a light upon a hill. The second thing is loyalty. And nobody could ask for more loyalty than we have received from the Jewish people and from the state of Israel as far as America itself goes. And the third thing is industry and the future. We learn so much from the brilliant minds of the Israelis who have put so much money, so much time, and so much effort into making the world a much better place, whether it be medicine, farming, industry, whatever. The world owes Israel a tremendous debt for all that it has done to make the world a better place for everybody.
Three things that come to mind when it comes to Israel, and I just remember some of the things that we've shared here on VFN TV about technology and how much Israel has blessed.
Three things that come to mind for me is like VFN, right? You know, VFN TV, you know, think about it. And that's what, you know, think about your, you know, what comes across your heart and your mind when you think about Israel, because if you're listening to secular media, and it's amazing what you're going to hear Congressman Mike Hill say about that. You know, we're not necessarily standing up against anything. We're standing up for God, Israel, for the church. But it appears that way when you do stand up for truth that somebody says that you're against. But we're really just for. But what are the three things that come to mind? As you're listening today and you're watching today's program, think about those three things, because in the end, and then we'll talk about this, but in the end, when God's going to judge us, you know, based on those three words, probably. You know, he's going to bring everybody into the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and I'll be talking about that, you know, in this program. And he's going to judge us based on what we did with Israel, what we did to the Israelis, what we did to the Jews, how we divided up or didn't divide up the land. As a matter of fact, we got so much more when we come back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
So I'm wondering if there are written guidelines for chaplains, what their speech can be or prayers can be at invocations at various functions.
Let me tell you the best example I would give, and that is the example of what takes place in the House and Senate. And there the chaplains compose their own prayers, make their own statements, have their own liturgy when they do their own, if they do services or Bible studies for the members of the House or the Senate. And I would say, George, you would have that same right under the First Amendment to do that. But right now, as the law stands, there's a case that's very supportive of your position here, and I think you're fine to continue to pray. Pray the way you feel like you want to pray. If you want to end it in Jesus' name, you have the right to do that. If you want to speak at functions, you certainly have the First Amendment right to do that.
If you have a legal question or concern, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
And you know, Pat, I abide. Do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
I abide, you abide, Steve abides. We all abide together. We want to encourage you to abide along with us.
I think Chris does too.
And I think Chris does too. He's shaking.
We got
over
a
there.
Smile.
He doesn't have a mic. Oh,
there.
He's jumping. He abides too. And I know Greg abides. Listen, join us in abiding. We talked about how you can get a free, simple plan. Go to iabide.org, select get your free plan today. And when you begin to abide, we want to hear what the Lord is saying to you. Contact us. Of course, you can always follow us on Facebook and go to VFNTV.com to find different ways that you can connect with us and with the program. Mm. And we want to hear what God is saying. There's so many abiders right now, and God's saying so many wonderful things. Children are hearing from God, and they're journaling what God is speaking to them in the Word. And
with
that
crayons.
Is beautiful. Crayons, pens, markers, you name it. They're just writing it down. And God's speaking to them, giving them dreams. And it's like, wow, very good. So the Spirit knows no age. You know that? Spirit knows no age.
Nope.
And when God wants to speak, He will definitely speak.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to go right in. This is Mike Bates, right?
Mike Bates from Northwest Talk Radio. He's a radio host for 1330 WEBY, and he was the moderator of this event. And we had a chance to actually ask him a couple of questions. And interesting what he talks about, supporting the good guys.
I think they're located like in Pace. Their station's like in
Milton.
Pace, Florida, or something like that.
Milton, Florida.
Milton.
Yes.
Aaron Milton.
All right,
let's listen to Mike.
Let's listen to Mike.
Today's Stand With Israel rally, because Israel has been treated very unfairly, I believe, not just in history, but in the media. And if there is a conflict anywhere in the world where there is a clear good guy and a clear bad guy, it is this one. And Israel is the clear good guy. So I'm here today to stand with the good guys. I'm here to stand with Israel. Israel has a lot of enemies, largely due to anti-Semitism, which is, of course, never justified. But it's also, I think, a lot of based on ignorance. There's people that just don't know anything in a historical context about Israel, or for that matter, really anything. And the news media presents the news of the day with no historical context. And as a result, people can't put the news into a historical context. So they hear that something bad happened and Israel did it, they assume, well, Israel must have done something bad. And what they don't know is it's in response to something far worse that was committed against Israel in the first place. As Benjamin Netanyahu said, Israel uses its rockets to defend its civilians. And Hamas uses civilians to defend their rockets. And that's just one example. The war crimes are being committed by Hamas every day. They are targeting innocent civilians. The fact that Iron Dome is able to intercept those with the Tamir rockets is wonderful, but it doesn't negate the fact that Hamas is trying to kill innocent Israeli civilians. Are civilians dying in Gaza? Sure they are, but it's not deliberate, and intent does matter. Israel is not intending to kill civilians. They're not targeting civilians. Hamas, that is their intent. And the fact that there's a big disparaging amount of deaths, it's not because a lack of trying. It's because Israel has better weapons and is better trained. Hamas, if they could kill everyone in Israel, would do it, and they would never shed a tear. Well, as it says in Psalm 122, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The power of prayer is something that is very powerful, and it's something that we should do on a daily basis. But just as important as prayer is educating people around you. Don't be afraid to talk to people about what is going on in Israel, and for that matter, in the neighborhood. There's a lot of ignorance and apathy in this world. And as Christians, as believers, it is our responsibility to educate those people as to what is just, for what is right. And in this particular issue with Israel, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and the media sure isn't going to correct it, so we need to correct it. Three words that I would use to describe Israel. Well, it takes more than three, but I'll try. Peace, strength, decency. Thank you for watching VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light and the focus on Israel.
Well, that's so exciting. Thank you so much, Mike Bates, for standing up for Israel, standing up for VFN TV and the radio program. It's so encouraging, isn't it, to just, you know, those that are on the Gulf Coast, it's amazing what's happening on the Gulf Coast down there. If you don't know this, you've got to come visit the Gulf Coast. It's more than sandy beaches. It's people that stand up for God. I don't think there's an interview with Dan Livingston with Christians United for Israel, but he was there, you know, it's faithful. He was one that was helping us be able to build help build bomb shelter in Israel, and he'll be part of the briefing, as a matter of fact, that we'll be bringing to you hopefully this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. The BB Bulletin.
The BB Bulletin.
But also there was a Messianic rabbi that was there. And for those that don't know, just to kind of give, because we're educating, you know, all of us on, you know, what is a Messianic believer. And that is a Jew who's made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life.
Yeah.
You know, and they believe in Jesus Christ as the Messiah. And they've accepted him. And so when you hear, you know, a Rabbi Eric, you know, talk here, that's who he is. He's a fellow believer, not only just a fellow Jew, brother in the Lord, but also a believer in Jesus Christ.
Yes. Rabbi Eric Takager from Brit Am Messianic Synagogue. What a wonderful interview. You're going to hear from him. And he's talking about what Christians can do to support Israel. And you want to hear this. I mean, he has some good information to share. And he's going to talk to us about Israel's right to defend herself. Watch this.
I'm at the Pensacola Stand for Israel rally because I think everyone in America should support Israel, stand up for her right to exist as a Jewish state, and her right to defend herself against any aggressor, remembering that the Islamic uprising against Israel is not only against Israel, but they call America the great Satan and Israel the little Satan. And understand that their doctrine is first the Saturday people and then the Sunday people. And it's very important for us to understand we're either going to stand together or they're going to be victorious in ways we don't want them to be. Israel has so many enemies because people of other groups like Islam, their teachings, people think that Islamic people hate Israel. It's not that they hate Israel. It's that their teaching of their God teaches them that they must take over the world, that they must attack Israel, demolish her, and take over that land, that they must then go against all infidels and all others who do not accept Islam as a faith. So it's not a matter of hate, it's a matter of religious fervor, and that's one of the things people don't understand about this conflict. I want people to know that Israel is the only free democracy in the Middle East. It's also our best friend in the Middle East. It also has citizens that are Arabs, Druze, Christians, people from other countries. It's just like the United States. It's made up of many peoples. And it is not set up in an apartheid type way like we're being told in the media. Israel even has members of Islam that are on the Knesset, their Congress. And we need to understand that it's just amazing. An Islamic man was the judge of the recent trial of President Perez. So you got to understand that Israel is not what people say they are. Israel is a democracy, and all people that are citizens of Israel that will accept Israel's right to exist are welcome there. American news media, by and large, is giving a very slanted view of what's going on in Israel. Israel is defending themselves against an attack from an enemy, Hamas. Hamas in and of itself means violence. Their very name cries out for what they desire to do. And our media is showing a unbalanced view when they say we're not having equal deaths on the Israeli side. When we go to war, and I've asked military people there, when you go to a battle, do you hope the other side kills as many people on your side as you kill on their side? And everyone says no. This is not a matter of equal deaths or equal injuries. This is a matter of Israel being able to defend themselves against an aggressor that's sending rockets into their cities at their citizens, not at military bases, but at their cities, at their citizens, to inflict as much damage as possible. While Israel gives warning for every attack they're doing, they send text messages, they send leaflets, they do everything they possibly can to get people out of the way that are innocent so that only the guilty and only the militants and only the Hamas terrorists will be hit. There are four really important things that all Christians, all believers of any kind can do. One is contact your Congress, your Senate, the President, the State Department. Let them hear from you that you support Israel and her right to defend herself. Number two, in this world of the internet, go online and buy something from Israel. It doesn't matter how much it costs, buy something. Support the economy of Israel that is being demolished by this war, as Israel's economy is based a lot on tourism, and also all of the people in the south of Israel have not been able to work. They've not been able to go to their jobs. They haven't been able to go to grocery stores, all the things you and I take for granted. So shop in Israel. Another thing is go to Israel. Show your support. Make a trip. Find someone who's going. Join the trip. Go to Israel and stand in the land with the people of the land. And the fourth thing, and most important, pray. Pray for Israel. Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I do not think the United States government is doing everything they can do to support Israel. They have helped. They have provided financing for the Iron Dome missiles. They've done other things, but they have not stood as strong in the clear choice of this battle. This crisis, this conflict is clear. This is a violent terrorist aggressor that has attacked a peaceful nation, and the United States government should stand strongly and firmly behind Israel in this matter and not give any leniency to the terrorists. When I think about Israel, three words come to mind. First, God. It's the land that God placed his name upon. Jerusalem, the city that God placed his name upon. Number two, the people of God, both Jewish and non-Jewish, in unity serving the God of Israel. And number three, peace and hope, because in the end of days, according to the scripture, we will all be living in peace and hope, and Israel will be the center of all that happens, and everybody will participate in the feast of the Lord in Israel, especially on Sukkot.
Thank you, Rabbi Eric. This is amazing. As there was a Stand for Israel rally in on the Gulf Coast of America in Pensacola, yes, Florida. More when we come back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Well, give a big shout out to all of our television network out there. We're just very thankful for you and encourage everyone to think about supporting local Christian television. And one way you can do that with VFN TV and the daily radio program is visit our sponsors. And, you know, shop with them, encourage them, and become a partner, because that's the way we help make it all happen.
That's right.
That's actually
right.
How it happens. And we're thankful for all those that are standing with us today and become a sponsor. I mean, think about this. Of all the things that you could be doing as borders are being overpoured by the sea of humanity, as leaders are going to play golf and do fundraisers, as the churches, they're trying to minimize, hide the cross, hide statues of Jesus, pull prayer out of schools, mess marriage, all these different things. I mean, I think it's bad. I mean, I enjoy the Bass Pro Shop. I mean, I really do. And hey, if you want to become a sponsor, you know, you can. But understand this. This is where you need to put your dollar under the eyes of God. This is what the Word of God says. He says, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, seeking someone whose heart is dependent upon him. And right now, understand, 24-7 VFN TV and the daily radio program, we're putting it out there. We are putting it out there. Nobody is putting it out there in the context of what we're doing. And God's speaking. I mean, we're having dreams and visions, and we're actually sharing other prophetic words and dreams and visions. But who's doing that? And we don't apologize for it. We're thankful for it. We want to know what God has to say, and we'll allow God to interpret that to you. And we even, not only that, we even make it available to you continually by going to VFNTV.com. If you saw a program or missed a program, or you want to share a program, or you want to go deeper into a program, it's all right there. It doesn't go away. It's right there on VFNTV.com. And when you go there, you'll actually see sponsors that are standing with us. Visit them. Click on those banners. Say thank you. Send them an email. Or become one today.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are talking about the Stand Up for Israel rally. Just happened this Sunday. So powerful, so exciting,
yes.
Isn't it? To see so many people standing up. I mean, you're going to see some great things. You got to stay tuned, because we have some wonderful things that we're going to be sharing with you. And but did you see people raising their hands outstretched to God? Yeah. And, you know, Jimmy Rogers from, you know, Pace Assembly letting a rip, Pastor Jimmy Rogers, and so many people. As a matter of fact, Jerry Barnett even.
Yes.
Talk to us about Jerry.
Yes, Jerry Barnett spoke to us about Volunteers for Israel. Who knew? Who knew that an organization like this exists? But he talks to us about how you can go and volunteer on Israeli Defense Force base as a civilian and play a supportive role and help out in so many different ways. So listen to Jerry as he encourages us and tells us how we can participate and be a part.
And he's at the Stand Up for Israel rally.
Yes, he is, and he's getting volunteers.
Watch this. Listen up.
First, want to support Israel. And secondly, I hope to recruit some volunteers here. They can, the church and all Jewish people can send volunteers to work on the IDF bases and keep the operations going while reservists are being called up for battle. A volunteer will go to Israel, live on an IDF base 5 days a week, and work about 8 hours a day. They will do such things as packing medical equipment, repairing machinery. They can any kind of maintenance work that needs to be done, they do that the normal civilian would do. Israel is the one place that is a Jewish homeland, and it is my homeland. So I feel it has to exist, and if it falls, who knows what would come next. When I think.
Well, imagine this. Imagine being there, and you have to serve two years minimum in the IDF.
Yes.
You know, as a citizen of Israel, which would be a great idea for.
Yeah, before you go to college, before you do anything,
yeah,
you serve.
And they're out there fighting, as you've been seeing on VFN TV, you know, for their you know, children, their families, because these tunnels and everything's being.
Yeah.
And we'll even talk more about that this week. But to be there on their base for 5 days a week and maybe, you know, getting a uniform to them,
yeah,
you know, fixing a meal for them, mm-hmm, you know, you won't see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That makes me think about, and I wish we had this segment now, but we've talked about it. You can see it on VFN TV or the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. When the Jewish Congress, the World Jewish Congress said, you know, the Christians have been there for us.
Mm.
They've been there for us when we went through times of difficulty, and I can't give you the exact quote. And he says, so we're going to be there for you.
Yeah.
And wow, you're looking at the fulfillment. And when Jesus stood on the mountain, he said, listen, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I long to gather you as a mother hen gathers her chicks up under her wings, but you weren't willing. You will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So Jesus said, in my name you will go. In my name you will preach.
Wow.
In my name you will cast out demons. In my name you will bless Israel. Understand, when he's saying, listen, the church is going to come and just embrace and love and be there for Israel. And they're going to see Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, through the loving hands and the submitted hands, submitted to God, of the churches. So we're seeing that come, yeah, to place. I mean, that was amazing.
It's beautiful. Volunteers for, yeah, Israel, VFI, their mission is to bring volunteers to Israel to connect Americans to Israel through volunteer service. Since they started in 1982, they've been blessed to take 30,000 Americans to do civilian work. And just in the last few years alone, they've been able to send 5,000 volunteers. We're going to make sure that this is related for you, because maybe you feel like, hey, I want to be a part. Sign me up. Well, we're going to make sure that we get in get you in contact with Jerry and make sure all those links are provided for you to do so.
Well, I'm excited about, you know, in the next interview, this from the Stand Up for Israel rally in Pensacola on the Gulf Coast, is the president of Southern Scrap Company, right?
Yes, Gene? Yes, Gene Rosenbaum.
Oh, this is so exciting.
So exciting, because yes. Gene really talks to us and shares with us.
Isn't it cool to see how many people care about Israel? And
yeah.
Gene really, really cares. It was so cool.
He's from B'nai Israel Synagogue, mm-hmm. and he gives a personal message to Christians, and he expresses his gratitude. You really want to hear what he has to say, because it's so, so encouraging. Watch this.
I'm here to stand for Israel rally, first off, because I'm Jewish. Secondly, because I believe in what Israel stands for. And third, we need all the support right now that the Jews and Israel can get, primarily from the Christian community as our biggest supporter. Well, I think there are a lot more, unfortunately, radical Muslims out there that have had, spread the hate, and hate is contagious, and all that some of the free world needs to hear over and over again, they'll start believing. Well, I think basically Israel is looking for peace. They've been around since 1948 as a nation. They've fought war after war, aggression after aggression from all the Islamic countries that surround it, and I believe that what they have contributed in itself should be recognized. And I also believe that peace in the Middle East, peace for Jerusalem, are the more important factors right now that people need to understand what they stand for. Well, it's important for us to know that the Christian community is behind the state of Israel. Primarily, the message is clear out there. It's happening now. It's happening because first it'll be the Jews, and then it will be the Christians. First it will be the Saturday folks, then it will be the Sunday folks. When I think about Israel, I think about Israel being the light unto the nations. What has been accomplished in the 60 years that Israel has been in existence is immeasurable as to their contributions to the free world. I believe that the cradle of all three great religions.
You know, it's so important what Gene said there, because, listen, we forget that it's only been 60 years since 1948.
Right.
And when you think about all the contributions that Israel's provided, not just to the Middle East, but to the world, we should be so appreciative and so thankful. It reminds me of what Ambassador Ron Dermer said when he says Israel deserves a Nobel Peace Prize, at the very least.
Gene has one more thing.
And I'd like to thank you for watching VFN TV. We're keeping the conversation light and appreciate you viewing our program today. Thank you.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing. 5 years ago, and you remember this, Pat. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, the Lord led me to buy a vehicle. Okay? The Lord led me to buy a vehicle. And it was time in our life that, you know, we didn't want to get into a car payment or nothing like that. And since then, I've had car payments, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. since that time. But at that particular time, we just wanted to just buy something cash. And I wanted to spend about, I think it was $3,000 or something like that, you know, and then just a second vehicle.
Pocket change for John.
Walking around change.
That's Pat's bling bling money. But anyway.
That's Chris's. Chris is the bling bling.
Chris is the bling bling.
Pat just paints by sinks paraphernalia. Oh, they have toothpicks with like a logo on it?
That's my tools.
Yeah, tools. Yeah, that's his generator.
Nothing I can use.
Well, so I'm spending all this time, and me and Pat, actually, you and I were both looking for a vehicle that time. And
was it the same time?
Yeah, same exact time.
Oh, wow.
So I'm scouring.
Which is paid off, by the way.
Oh, praise Jesus. The Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. God is good.
God is very good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You want to pay mine off now?
No. I got another one.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, bigger, longer
that limousine. Have you seen the? Yeah. It's on the torch. It's on the torch. Yeah. If you haven't seen
that one, big enough for his trainer.
Oh, yeah.
There's his trainer to fit in there.
He's bulking up. Protein.
Got to make room for my tools.
Oh.
Is that what he calls his biceps?
Wow.
You got names for them now?
You got names? He removed guns. He wanted a more subtle approach. Calls them tools. Now. Yeah. You know. He thought guns was over the top.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I got pistols.
Water gun pistols.
Water gun pistols.
Cap guns.
Ting, 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 ting.
What were you talking about?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You know, we do want to start a Paint the 17th Avenue trussle down in Pensacola, yes. Florida. All I can think of is the last person I remember that painted it pink for those women that have suffered breast cancer mm-hmm. and the cure mm-hmm. was Mark Taylor, right? Mark Taylor. So if y'all just want to give Mark a call and say, hey, put a team together, and we need to paint this trussle, we'll show you, because it looks like somebody came and painted something totally different than really how Pensacola stands.
That's
because,
right.
You know, we stand up for Israel. As a matter of fact, this stand-up rally that we're talking about, Congressman Mike Hill, right?
Yes.
Powerful, powerful time.
He's a District 2 from Florida. He just shared his heart, and we have an excellent interview, you know, for you. And he begins to talk about, you know, what every citizen can do to play a role in getting involved in standing for Israel. I want you to hear his words because they're inspiring, and you're going to see him go to work here for you. Watch this.
I'm here at the Stand for Israel rally because as a representative of Florida, we have now just been called back into session. And as part of that session, I have co-sponsored a resolution that says that the state of Florida stands with Israel in their current conflict that they're having. We're going to vote on that resolution when we go into session tomorrow, Monday, and I have no doubt that it's going to pass. And what we're going to do is make a statement that the state of Florida stands with Israel, that we are with Israel, that this attack that is coming upon them is not right, it's unjust, it's downright evil, and we are here to help them in any way that we can. First of all, Israel is a ally of the United States and has been a faithful ally from the beginning. They are the only democratic source in that region that stands with us at all times. What we should do is make sure that we are true to our allies, that we stand with them, that we help them. When you're an ally with someone, that means you help them in their times of trouble, and you also are with them during the good times. They need us now in these times of trouble. So I believe the United States government is not doing everything in its power right now to help Israel. It can do more, and what I mean by more, it can help with humanitarian aid, it can help with military aid, and it can also, our president and our secretary of state need to stand up and say, we are with Israel. Make that declaration to the world. They should not even be holding conversations with Hamas, a terrorist organization, and we should not be negotiating with them at all. They should pray. That's the most powerful thing they can do. And then do a little more than just pray. Get your congregation to step forward. Put together care packages to send over there. Make the declaration loud and clear that you are with Israel in this conflict. Israel, we know, is the apple of God's eye. It's his chosen people. And God will bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. All of the church and around the world should stand up and say, we are blessing and standing with Israel. As we see today, what people can do is come to rallies to show their support for Israel. They can write letters to the editors of newspapers, make it known that this is where we stand. because we have this biased view right now coming from the mainstream media that does not reflect the views of most Americans. Most Americans are for Israel, and we need to make that voice known. I would also say that citizens can contact their elected officials, like myself, make it known that you do support Israel and that you are behind them, because we're going to take this vote tomorrow on the Florida House, and I have no doubt that the resolution stating that the state of Florida is standing behind Israel is going to pass. The state of Florida then can be an example to shine out through the rest of this nation that more states need to stand up and say that we are for Israel. When I
think about so powerful when he was bringing it home when he spoke, Congressman Hill, he literally took it to the Hill. He's like, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? As a matter of fact, he has one more thing to say.
For watching VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light and focused on Israel.
It was amazing how, you know, Congressman Hill was just, he is the ultimate American.
Yes.
When you see him standing up,
Christian
American. And he just, everybody was riled up because they felt like he felt when he says, is there not a cause?
Yeah.
And it's like, there is a cause. You think about the entire nation of Israel was hiding behind rocks. And one man said what Congressman Hill said. His name was David, King David. And that's who he was quoting. It's like, is there not a cause? Who is this? And he kind of described what was coming against Israel. And it's like, you're coming against the armies of God. You know, it's not going to be good. And everybody just cheered, right? Yeah, there is a cause, and there really truly is a cause, and you want to be on the right side of the cause because God is watching how we're going to respond to Israel. But
we just voted on that bill that you know, says Florida supports Israel. We want to see the blessing of God on Florida. And we had a governor, one of the first things he did, Rick Scott, was to go to Israel.
Yes.
And now we have a state representative saying we're going to co-sponsor this bill that says,
that's
Florida,
right,
we are going to stand with Israel unapologetically.
A pro-life governor, pro-Israel governor. You go to VFN Torch, you can watch the governor's first move was to go to Israel and pray at the Western Wall right there. But, you know, even in this, you know, outnumbered 1,000,000 to 1, there was a 2 or 3 guys that showed up that obviously we're going to see they didn't have much understanding of what was going on.
Right.
But tell us a little about that.
Well, you know, at the rally, I was actually walking towards the vehicle, and I noticed that a couple of guys were coming with Palestinian flags, and they had some signs. And so I quickly wanted to go over there and meet them and see if we could capture a video. Quality is not the best, but we want to be able to share this with you because it was important what was said and for you to get this type of perspective. Watch this as we discuss some things that just unfold.
This is Houston Bata Brown.
And my name is Jawad Ayad.
Okay, tell us why you're here at the Stand for Israel rally.
We're here for humanity, you know, and a gross display of disproportional force. You know, besieged people are being routinely slaughtered. And, you know, it's wrong. You know, it's there's claim of self-defense. We see otherwise.
So let me ask you this. I'm with VFN TV. In terms of what is being reported that Hamas is using firing rockets into Israel, what do you say about that?
That's a regular occurrence for Palestinians from the Israeli side. You know, they're besieged by land, air, and sea. There's routine military excursions that lead to the death of Palestinians from air, land, and sea. You know, it's a proud population of people corralled in an open-air prison that are doing any means possible to resist oppression. And it leads to this, where you have the death of 1,500-plus civilians, and where Israel soldiers are dying during this siege. It's Palestinian civilians that are getting killed during the siege.
How do you respond to the media reports that there's tunnels all the way from Gaza underground, 59 feet down, 1 mile long, into Israel, and they come up underneath kindergartens?
I haven't seen those reports, but, you know...
Well, hold on a minute. That's my fact. We're going to take a look at this right now, because he's actually sitting here. He's standing in defense of something that he doesn't really know about. But so hopefully you're watching today. We'll show you right now as they're gathering these people who they're saying died, these Palestinians that died. It's Hamas, the one that he's standing in support of, that actually is pushing these children and people as human shields. And you're looking at a tunnel right here, but I want you to see where he's gathering the children. You're seeing right here, there's a picture here where they're gathering the children together around. And what you're seeing here on your screen is these children in the background. CBN News, we have the entire footage here. And you see a young man right here, the one that these guys are in support of, just put up a missile inside this missile launcher right there to the right. And they gather these children in hopes that Israel would come and destroy that missile launcher. and in turn kill those children.
Yeah.
So just so you know, you didn't know that. Now you know that, that's what was going on. And so that's why the death toll is up like that, because the ones that you support, Hamas, is putting people up as human shields. It's in the manual, John.
That's right.
It's in the manual and how to do that. Just so you know, that's the reason why you see all these outnumbered supporters for Israel. They're saying that we stand for Israel because we want the Palestinians to live. As a matter of fact.
And not die.
And they even talk about, we don't have a lot of time probably to go into even the food. I don't know if they did talk about the food aspect
of it. Yeah,
they did. But watch this. Listen up. So we answered that question, right?
Yes.
That's the reason why.
In the media at all, if Israel knocked down 32 tunnels that are underground from Hamas, from Gaza, all the way into Israel.
Okay. Yeah, well, there's tunnels into Israel, but it's...
But you specified that it was under a kindergarten. And that, I don't think that is going to be under no kindergarten.
I don't think it's
under kindergarten. And do you don't expect, would you not expect people to start building tunnels?
I appreciate his honesty because he says, I don't think, which means he's not definitely speaking.
Right.
So we'll let you know. Yes, they have them up under kindergarten.
Yes.
They have them under schools, and that's happening. And it's so cool to see your heart, because I could see that that's not how you wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're finding out now that's exactly what Hamas is doing. The Palestinian people aren't doing that, but Hamas, this gang that's actually, you know, taken over in the context of that, they're the ones that are doing that. Just so you know, yes, they are launching them from schools. Okay, let's continue on.
There's over a 30-foot wall. They can't either go from sea nor land. They get limited food, limited water. Israel is controlling what they eat and they drink.
Israel has claimed they count the calories of the aid that they send in because they said, quote, to put Gaza on
a
diet.
Let's look at that for a moment. Okay, they're saying, you know, the Israel's not giving enough first of all, Israel's giving food. As a matter of fact, you're looking right now on the image on your screen. You know, we're going to continue this just so you can see it. Hopefully it'll come up somewhere I can see it. But the fact is they have, 1,127 tons of food products. Read that off. 1,568 tons of.
Right there, truckloads of food products.
Right.
They've had 1,568 trucks loaded with construction material and 321 truckloads of medicine and medical equipment. So he says you're counting calories.
So I think it's really important because being an American, I'm sure that's probably where he's doing the calorie count thing. But the fact is that Israel's delivering calories. We're going to go back to the video here. Delivering food. What he's saying is, yes, it's true. Israel is bringing food to the Palestinian people. And so we're helping them understand that they agree with us, that Israel is bringing food and being able to provide nutrition for the people that are being held hostage by Hamas. Let's go finish this interview.
Let me ask you this. In terms of rocket launchers, things are being reported by multiple media sources, whether it's Fox, MSN, whoever, that show rocket launchers in schoolyards, rocket launchers in homes, rocket launchers near mosques and educational facilities that Hamas is firing into Israel. What do you say about that?
It's 1.8 million people being corralled into an area essentially the size of the city of Atlanta. No, the whole place is a civilian population. They're fighting back.
Let's look at it one more time. John's talking very specifically about this right here. The rocket launcher in that these kids are being corralled by. And, yeah, you can see it right now on your screen. And we'll go back to the interview, but I just want to help you out because they didn't know it was taking place. And so there it is. It's happening, you know, as we speak. There's the kids being corralled. And we got a video of this. We hope we had a video for you of this, but the video's not here. But we have it for you on the VFN Torch. They're actually gathering there as they launch this missile launcher, and they take off and run in hopes that, again, like I said. And so we're helping them out. They're understanding these couple of folks, two, maybe three that was there. They just didn't know. So we're going to let you know. That's why we're standing for Israel and the Palestinian people.
The UN has declared that they are 99.9% sure there is no rocket launchers, no military or Hamas activities around the schools that they have put. Why does Israel hit those schools, the UN schools?
Are you familiar with the UN communist Muslim voting bloc that's consistently voted against Israel for humanitarian assaults, when in fact it's not true? Are you familiar with that voting bloc?
What's not true? No, sir. What's not true?
About
for instance, war charges being investigated against Israel when there's been over 3,000 rockets fired from Gaza repeatedly, not just during Protective Edge, but over several years where Hamas has been launching rockets near Sirot, Ashkelon on a continual basis.
I want you to look at this right here. Just, you can see this in the next program where I'll show you. You can see a picture of the United Nations, the voting block right here. Understand that when he says the United Nations, and it's interesting, he says 99.9% sure he don't know about the voting block that's up for the United Nations. You can be 100% sure they're against Israel. You don't have to even be that.
That's,
you know?
Right.
And so you're looking at, I mean, you can't really tell much by this, but we actually have a video that will show you in detail that the United Nations has a majority voting block always against Israel. And the fact that he wouldn't even go 99.9%. And we're not going to have time to, we're going to continue this intense program about standing up for Israel. But that's really cool. We got a chance to educate these young men and help them understand. They seem like some guys that once they knew the truth, they would actually go, yeah, I stand up for the Palestinian people. We're for the Palestinian people. Israel's for the Palestinian people. And we're for Israel.
Yes.
And the thing is, it's got this Hamas issue, because they're going to bring up a little bit later on, you'll hear in a future program, talking about, well, what about the West Bank? Well, the West Bank is the other arm of the similar program like Hamas called Fatah, who was doing the very same thing in the West Bank. Right? We have so much for you, but I want to encourage you, stand up for Israel. It was exciting. Also support those who stood up for Israel. You know, thank Congressman Mike Hill. Let him know. Hit his Facebook. Write him up. Let him know. Say, hey, man, thank you for standing up for Israel, being so bold. And yes, Congressman Hill, there is a cause. There is a cause. Join us in our next program. We're going to continue in our next program talking about the Stand Up for Israel rally.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. We'll be right back.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.